Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Nonfiction Books Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 16. Today we're reading the book Money Under the Car Seat and Other Things to Thank God For by Daniel White III. 120 Famous Quotations on Thanksgiving, Part 1. 1. Would you know who is the greatest saint in the world? It is not he who prays most or fasts most. It is not he who gives most alms, or is most eminent for temperance, chastity, or justice. But it is he who is always thankful to God, who wills everything that God wills, who receives everything as an instance of God's goodness, and as a heart always ready to praise God for it. William Law. 2. To speak gratitude is courteous and pleasant. To enact gratitude is generous and noble. But to live gratitude is to touch heaven. Johannes A. Gertner. 3. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Melody Beattie. 4. A grateful heart is one that finds the countless blessings of God in the seemingly mundane everyday life. Anonymous. 5. The failure to return thanks for definite blessings received is a manifestation of ingratitude that grieves Jesus Christ. R. A. Torrey. 6. You say, if I had a little more time, I should be very satisfied. You make a mistake. If you are not content with what you have, you would not be satisfied if it were doubled. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. 7. Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I shall be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't. Fanny Crosby. 8. Remember that not to be happy is not to be grateful. Elizabeth Carter. 9. When the Christian praises and gives thanks to God, this not only pleases God, but it enriches the Christian's life with joy. It is a reciprocating transaction between God and man. Rick Warren. 10. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. Romans 14:6. It is the custom of many Christians to bow their heads in public places and give thanks for the food that has been placed before them. I have had scores of waiters and waitresses tell me that when we bow our heads, it was the first time they had ever seen that happen in their restaurant. Millions never pause to give a word of thanks to God for the beginning of the meal or at any time of the day. Even at Thanksgiving time, only a minority will pause and give thanks to God. Thanksgiving is a recognition of a debt that cannot be paid. We express thanks whether or not we're able otherwise to reimburse the giver. When Thanksgiving is filled with true meaning and is not just the formality of a polite thank you, it is a recognition of dependence. Lord God, I know that I am completely dependent on you. Thank you for daily providing all that my body needs. Billy Graham. 11. Happiness is impossible without gratitude. Dennis Prager. 12. Gratitude is our attitude. A slogan on the Thanksgiving Square in Dallas, Texas. 13. On this Thanksgiving, as we spend time with our family and friends, let's all reflect on what we're thankful for in our own lives. And let's remember those who cannot be with their loved ones because they're serving overseas. But let's also do our part to help those who have no place to go for a meal. I encourage all Americans to do what they can to help those in need, because the best way to show our gratitude for what we have is by doing our part for those who have less. Barack Obama. 14. Gratitude is a quality similar to electricity. It must be produced and charged and used up in order to exist at all. William Faulkner. 15. When our perils are past, shall our gratitude sleep? No, here's to the pilot that weathered the storm. George Canning. 16. A one-eyed man does not thank God until he sees a totally blind man. African proverb. 17. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Martin Luther King Jr. 18. A story was told about a man who was walking home with his sack lunch. His shoelace loosened, and he stooped over and put the sack down on the sidewalk. A dog came along and ran off with his lunch. The man replied, "Thank God, I still have my appetite." Selected. 19. This Thanksgiving, Americans are especially thankful for freedom, and we are especially thankful to you, those who keep us free. President George W. Bush. 20. Like humility, the giving of thanks doesn't always come naturally. Sometimes we have to pinch ourselves and be reminded to be thankful. We have to be mindful of our expressions of gratitude, just as we have to be mindful of the observance of Thanksgiving Day. We have to make an effort to stay grounded in gratitude so that the swirl of Christmas preparations will not pick us up and carry us away. I even know people who will not think of beginning to decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving because they are so determined that they and their loved ones are going to stop on that day and at the very least breathe a grateful prayer. Because life can be difficult for all of us at times, you may be weathering your own personal storms right now. Perhaps there's trouble in your family, or maybe you are in such internal conflict that the turmoil is churning within your very soul. Can I tell you something that will help you? Praise through the pain. Determine that you will not be silent and that there is no circumstance on earth mighty enough to keep you from praising your Heavenly Father. If you struggle at first, look for the small everyday blessings. You may even need to start by being thankful that you're alive and well enough to face your problems. There is a kind of strength that comes from praising God, and there is a more vigorous strength that comes from praising Him when your life is not running as smoothly as you would like. I believe our ability to thank Him and to praise Him corresponds to the depth of our intimacy with Him and our love and trust in Him. When we speak of the holiday season, we're really talking about that period of 5 weeks or so that begins with Thanksgiving Day and ends on New Year's. As we move from late November into December and then on to January 1st, we quickly lose our grateful focus on the goodness of the Lord and instead begin to concentrate on everything from filling stockings to buying a new calendar. I think the holiday schedule is really brilliant because it starts off with the right emphasis, a thankful heart. I believe we need to begin to stay thankful, not just through the holiday season, but all year long. Yes, we need to live in a constant state of thanksgiving. Honestly, Thanksgiving should become a way of life and not just a cold word for the year's best meal. Let's decide now that Thanksgiving will no longer be simply a prelude to Christmas, but a continuation of our loving appreciation of God's goodness to us. As I think about this holiday season, I've realized that perhaps the best key to a really great Christmas is a never-ending Thanksgiving, and that's what I wish for you. Bishop T.D. Jakes. 21. I've been an imperfect servant of my country for many years, but I have been her servant first, last, and always, and I've never lived a day in good times or bad times that I didn't thank God for the privilege. Senator John McCain. 22. For this relief, much thanks. Shakespeare. 23. A sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving is a sacrifice of good deeds and charity. Pastor Dwight McKissick. 24. Get on your knees and thank God you're on your feet. Irish proverb. 25. Lord, for the erring thought, not into evil wrought. Lord, for the wicked will be betrayed and baffled still. For the heart from self kept, our thanksgiving accept. William Dean Howells. 26. Possessions gained by the sword are not lasting. Gratitude for benefits is eternal. Quintus Curtius Rufus. 27. Nothing is more honorable than a grateful heart. Shakespeare. 28. It is strange men cannot praise the bridge they go over, or be thankful for favors they have had. Roger North. 29. Thanksgiving is good, but thanksgiving is better. Selected. 30. One of the tragedies today is that we don't have enough Christians who know how to give thanks for what they already have. Jesus gave thanks for two reasons. He had something, and he was anticipating more. Did Jesus need more than 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 men, plus women and children? Of course he did. But he knew what Paul later told us. Don't come to God with anxiety, but come with thanksgiving, to let your need be known. Philippians 4:6. Don't come to God without saying thanks first. So Jesus brought the loaves and fish, and there was so much food that everyone on the premises ate until he was stuffed. The writer lets us know that this is not some little thing where everyone got a nibble or a crumb. So that there would be no doubt or confusion, he said that the people ate until they couldn't hold another bite. See, when we're talking about our circumstances, we have to get away from worrying about the sardines and crackers we have. Otherwise, all you'll see is what's at the bottom of your little lunch box. So Jesus did the job with just 5 loaves and 2 fish, because he knew what to do with them, and he knew where to go. He went to the Father, and he didn't go griping. He went with thanksgiving. Dr. Tony Evans. 31. I am a Christian, but sometimes I forget to thank God for the things that haven't happened. I'm grateful for the accidents I wasn't involved in, the illness that never developed, and the times I could have been mugged but wasn't. I'm thankful my house didn't burn down when I left the iron on for 5 hours. I'm thankful that when we left the garage door open all night, nothing was taken. Sometimes I forget to thank God for electricity, but this Thanksgiving, I will make a point of it. I'm also thankful for indoor plumbing, aesthetics. Ever since my daughter nearly sheared her fingertip in the bathroom door, I'm thankful for every eventful day. I'm thankful for my small son's paraphrase of Psalm 100. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I'm glad I have someone to thank. Jessica Shaver. 32. Beggar that I am even poor in thanks. Shakespeare. 33. There's no gratitude for things past. Gratitude is always for what you're going to do for people in the future. President Harry S. Truman. 34. I truly believe that America's best days are still ahead of her, and for this I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful that one day the war and terror will end, not because we have lost, but because we have won. I'm thankful that one day our economy will rebound, not because of governmental micromanagement, but as a result of America's entrepreneurial resolve. I'm thankful that one day, the born and the unborn will be equal under the eyes of the law in every state. Governor Mike Huckabee. 35. There's always a reason to be thankful. Pastor Dwight McKissick. 36. I need to keep pressing on until I'm thoroughly thankful. Joyce Meyer. 37. Appreciation is one of the rarest, but one of the most beautiful virtues. Selected. 38. Let never a day nor night unhallowed pass, but still remember what the Lord hath done. Shakespeare. And though I ebb in worth, I'll flow in thanks. John Taylor, the water poet. 40. I've heard of hearts unkind, kind deeds with coldness still returning. Alas, the gratitude of men hath oftener left me mourning. Wordsworth. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this book and any other Christian fiction, nonfiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen, by trusting Him with the life He gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that He wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask Him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.